You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
3 o'clock, great to have you with us. We've got people who want to rap about college football. I'm going to get to you guys. Just give me a second because I kind of want to, I'll add this to the mix and you're free to comment on this as well. Can we mix in along with the SEC going to 9 games and what I think it means and where it leads to the eventual creation of this Big Ten SEC Super League breaking away from the NCAA since they've fully shown their ass, they're useless. And look, I want to know if that's ultimately what you want, or will you be more interested in that if that is what they present to you as college football? But do we have the audio of Urban Meyer? All right, so here's the deal. I'm not doing this the way Rieger did because I don't want this to be combative. I don't think it needs to be. You're never going to convince me of certain things, and I'm not going to bother convincing you. We are past that, okay? Last Friday marked the end point for me. Now, my problem isn't with what Urban Meyer said. It's when he's chosen to say it. So I'm going to play this for you. But basically, Urban believes Jim Harbaugh should be suspended by Roger Goodell. The groundwork for that was laid way back when Jim Tressel, who was with the Indianapolis Colts at the time, was suspended for the fallout of Tattoo Gate, when players were selling pants for tattoos, okay? Now, obviously, that was almost, not quite 20 years ago, but close. But two, this is an interesting time for Urban to say this. So just hold, please. Let me play this audio, and then I'll explain my opinion on this.
There's an elephant in the room.
Okay, so what pot is that from? So at least I can...
The triple option.
Sure. Here's my problem. Urban, where were you the last 2 years on TV? Where were you the last 2 years? Sitting up on that god-awful Big Noon show. Where were you to talk about the cheating? Where were you to say anything? Or better yet, if we want to say, okay, fine, you can't hold that against them, why don't you bring that same energy when they kick off and they're in Michigan Stadium and Dave Portnoy's sitting next to you? Go ahead and say that on TV. Otherwise, put a sock in it. I don't know what the hell the triple option pot is. I don't know if America does. But the point is, your biggest platform is the one you've chosen silence. So I don't respect you. Now, it's not about whether Harbaugh should be suspended or not. He should. In fact, the NFL has said they're not going to be a safe harbor for cheaters. But I don't expect it, nor am I wasting a second of my emotion on it. It's not even about what he says being right or wrong. Where have you been, Herbs? Where you been? Anyone with a brain, a.k.a. outside of Ann Arbor, knows what went down, knows they cheated. We didn't need the NCAA report to crystallize that. Where you been? That's my problem. If you weren't going to talk about it in real time, why are you talking about it now? Or better yet, if you're not going to talk about it this fall, because we all know what'll happen. He'll get a call from Mark Silverman, who runs Fox Sports, who's a Wolverine alumnus, and he's going to be told, if you like your job, you can't say that. Now, that's where if Herbs had pride or personal constitution, he would just say, keep your job. Roll it up nice and tight and pound it. So if you're not going to say it when it's happening, and you're not going to say it this fall, I don't need to hear you now. And it has nothing to do with the validity of what he's saying. What he's saying is right. But see, this brings me to the other point. A week after everything came down last Friday, and I said to you then, those of you who attached happiness to some mystical fantasy sportsgasm punishment that you thought Michigan was going to get, you were lost because you still believed in things like integrity and rules and accountability. Guys, the sport's a cesspool. The only difference between college football and Washington, D.C. is a football. It's all slime all the time. Both sides of the aisle, all conferences, it's all the same. So my point to you is this. You either get okay with knowing Michigan cheated, it's in writing, and anyone with a brain knows. And in the NCAA report, it said, we have everything we need to give them a multi-year postseason ban, but reasons we're not going to. If that's not okay for you, you're going to live in misery. You got to let it go because no one's going to do anything. Nine letters define what will or won't happen as it pertains to a Big Ten blue blood in 2025. NBC, CBS, FOX. That's it. So Urban can do whatever he wants to do, but when you have a platform on national television and you are a national championship coach, you know what? Use that platform or don't waste my time with one of your D-list ones. That's the problem I have in all of this. All these national types, they never want to do anything until there's 18 bullets in the body. And then they walk by number 19. I mean, come on. Herbs, hit the dance floor again. Just get out. Now show me Big Noon Kickoff. He has that same energy. Show me he does that and he goes to war with Charles Woodson and Portnoy. Well, then you'd have actual theater on television. And before anybody gets unwound about it, hey, if you're thinking I'm going to put Urban out as some scion of integrity, I'm not. He's very similar to Harbaugh. Hell of a football coach, kind of a fraud. I'm not sorry if that hurts your feelings. It's reality. But I don't need to hear you going on a podcast and doing that when you won't use your national television platform for it. That's ridiculous. And that's, listen, I'm sure he's making an incredible living. He doesn't need the money. It is immaterial. You can love me, you can hate me, but man, I'd like to think the one thing you at least come to an agreement on is I'm honest. I just tell you how I feel. And whether it upsets you or not, I don't really worry about that. I just tell you what I feel, and I try to keep everybody to the same standard, including my bum-ass school. But man, stuff like that wraps up every problem I have with this industry currently. You didn't say boo. You wouldn't even break wind on this topic over the last 2 years on a national platform. You were nowhere to be found. And I'm willing to bet Kenny Cotta U.S. dollar, he ain't going to say boo this fall. Then I don't need to hear this. Whether he's right, wrong, or otherwise. And is he right? Yes, he is. Because the NFL already had those statements. But again, if you're attaching your hopes to anything in this world, the right thing happening, you're lost. That's why I never thought Michigan would get hammered. All I needed was the proof that they cheated, because then I don't have to care. So that's all. Obviously, I know you don't like Urban Meyer, and that's totally fine. Do you at least understand what I'm saying and why I'm saying it?
Yes, I completely understand why you're saying it. Because Big Noon Kickoff will be at Ohio State next week. I'm not even sure they actually bring up the Michigan thing, to be honest.
No.
I'm afraid they won't do it at all.
If the Big Ten won't even comment on it, you think Fox is?
So,
Fox got every Fox, CBS, and NBC got everything they wanted because of Blue Blood didn't have to pay any price. The financial fine is just proof they cheated, but it doesn't hurt them. Like, if I've got to hear any more of this dreck coming out of Ann Arbor, oh my God, the money could cause layoffs. Really? Kind of like Santa Ono was looking for a gig. You know who hired him? Larry Ellison. They'll be fine.
Yeah, so he's not going to say anything. He's just going to use that platform.
Then don't do this.
I hear you.
Second of all, here's the other thing. You know, if you're going to waste time talking about it as a former head coach with a national championship, why the hell are you focused on Harbaugh getting suspended with the Chargers? Say the quiet part out loud. NCAA had him dead to right for a 2-year bowl ban, and they chose a financial penalty instead. Meanwhile, Tressel had no idea what was going on at Ohio State with a couple players getting tattoos. The guy lost his job, his legacy, his dignity, and got a suspension in the NFL. I'm sorry, did pants for tattoos affect games? No. This affected games. But Urban doesn't tackle that. It's the ultimate in low-hanging fruit. It's silly. Who the hell's walking around today as a Buckeye, a Spartan, a Golden Domer, a Nittany Lion, or anything, and spends 10 seconds thinking about Jim Harbaugh getting suspended with the Chargers? You got to be insane. Never happening. And who cares? It means nothing. That's not a penalty that matters. All that would be is spite. That'd be Larry David with the dry scones. That doesn't do anything for what went down. So it's such a weird thing to take time on a week later. Meanwhile, he'll sit there blank-faced as Charles Woodson's waving a Michigan flag saying, we got away with it, doing the helicopter. Okay? And you think I care what you say on a podcast? Come on, man. If you want to be that guy, be that guy. Just say it. And it's been open season on Michigan, by the way. Sparty. No. A lot of non-Sparties have had a lot to say. It's called the rest of America. Don't look at me. We haven't talked about it since the day. I told you it's done. This Urban thing, it's me admonishing Urban. I'm not reinvestigating the misdeeds. It's been open season on Michigan football for a week. And the only guy who wrote something nice about him is also a guy who made up that people were at a game 20 years ago and somehow kept his job. It was almost mythical. So I just, you want to be that guy, Herbs? It's kind of open season. Say it. Say the good stuff. Don't waste time about Jim Harbaugh being suspended with the Chargers. Who cares? So silly. David, you're smiling. Did I say something wrong?
Not at all.
Sometimes when you look that way, it's like, did I say a potty word? And David, did David have to hit the dump button? Did I like space out there? 248-539-9797. So if you want to go after the Urban Meyer thing, go for it. But the other angle of this is the SEC playing the 9 conference games. That seems like an olive branch to get a unified playoff thing done with the Big Ten. But the next step is the Super League. So you can comment on both of those. Get a football today in the mix as well. And David, I know we can't do picks today, but there are college football games, plural, and it is Travers weekend. So I can give you... Hold on, I can give you 3 picks plus a Travers thing. Just as Kenny's family likes to call it, it'll be the whore's devour of
here
football
we go again.
Season. What? Kenny, come on.
I'm just waiting for it. Because you know what I'm surprised? I'm actually surprised it took till the 3 o'clock hour for you to get into that.
Listen, you have.
Because I got you in the first hour with the bomb shot.
You're right.
I've said nothing about the possum stew. Nothing. We let it go. Let's continue. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH. Or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
David, the ticket text will go straight to the callers. We will get a football today in the mix. No, we can't do full picks, but we do have college football this weekend, and I'll try to give you some value with the Travers. Why? Well, Rico's not here, and I don't have to listen to his crap, so I can give you 3 minutes on horse racing. To hell with it. Do the horses wear sunglasses? F you. All right, let's do it. David, ticket text. That was a little rough. It's always something smarmy from him. Yes, David.
Urban Meyer calling out Harbaugh is like OJ calling out the Menendez brothers. He's not wrong, but seriously, dude?
Yes, that is fantastic. Yes, agree.
Someone says, this is funny. Urban Meyer doesn't care about this. He only cares about hurting two things that he hates, and that's Michigan and that's the NFL. So he's seeing an opportunity to try and hurt both.
It's an interesting take. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and argue it. I don't know that to be true, but it's fun to think about. Just a full spite store.
Regarding the college football and the Big Ten SEC, someone says it will end up being, well, the rest of college football will be the minor leagues. At some point, it will turn like European soccer, where the bottom teams will be, Kenny, relegated back to college football.
That'll never happen.
He loves that idea.
I love relegation so much as an idea here, because if you just accept the reality that this is what college football will be, that might be the best solution.
I mean, look, man, I've never argued that the European model is way more interesting, but it'll never happen in America because of the media rights deals. No network is signing up to pay for something that is inconsistent. And again, when you're talking about, for instance, the EPL in England, that is the only sport. There is no basketball. There is no baseball. Don't sell me cricket. And even the F1 is something so different. It's the only team sport that matters. It's as if the NFL was the only thing and every city in every state had a club. That's what European soccer is. You can't put that in an American model. It can't happen. Owners would never agree to it. Networks would never agree to it. And fans' heads would explode. You imagine the Pistons being relegated and they have a game against the Williamston Bobcats. Like, that's not happening. It's a fantasy. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, Rico, David. Good to be back in the football season-ish, getting close, week one, or week zero anyway. No, but to comment on what you were talking about with the inevitability of the Super Conference, I agree with you. I think that's where we're headed, like it or not. That's just where that's what's happening.
Agree.
My question is, so okay, Big Ten, SEC, they merge, they create this big thing. It's almost like a double A league for the NFL. So what happens to the MAC and the Mountain West and the Pac-12 and the
They're
ACC?
Gone.
Like what? They just create their own league. They yep. have like a second league.
It'll be a space between what used to be Division One and Division One Double A. It'll be Division One Light.
That's horrible.
No, but Nick, I'm not arguing it's good at all. It's terrible, but it's where we're going.
I know it.
I mean, look at the MAC right now. I mean, Akron as a university may shut down from an enrollment basis, much less a football basis. Oh, by the way, they have a postseason ban because I guess kids didn't go to class. The point is,
let's not talk about that.
No, but MAC's already dead. I mean, look at it.
Yeah.
There's no NIL. There's no ability to compete with anything. The minute you get a decent player, they're gone. Your games have been moved to Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays. For what? TV that no one watches? So, Nick, I'd already say that a lot of it is dead.
Yeah. No, I agree. And then one last thing. I know you said, obviously, today you're not doing the full picks list, but I did have one that I feel confident about.
Yeah, let's have it.
I wonder if I could share it with you.
Yes.
I have been thinking a lot about the UNLV game.
Oh, dear God.
Dan Mullen coming back to the college football scene. They got, you know, one of the greatest passers ever, Alex Orji. Just kidding. But the style they're going to use him with to run the football, I think they have an opportunity to cover the spread.
They're playing Idaho State, Nick. Come on. I can't do that. Nick.
Hey, I mean, I'm trying to help the people out.
Nick, I appreciate it. And I'm fine with it. Just be responsible. But I have what I think is a much better selection that involves two Division I teams on Saturday night. I'll do it in like 20
Fair
minutes.
Enough. Fair
I got
enough.
You. I got you. Take care of business in 20 minutes. This guy's calling up UNLV Idaho State. You kidding me?
I don't even see TV options for that one.
Buddy, that's called call a friend on FaceTime that's at the game. What is that? CBS Sports Network, maybe?
It says nothing, actually.
Maybe CBS that's Sports the Petros Network. Papadakis game.
I don't know. CBS Sports Network has Sam Houston in Western Kentucky. It's week zero. No other football, but that has no TV.
That's not the game I'm picking either.
Oh.
I got something for you.
Oh, Stanford, Hawaii. I got you.
I did you. Don't ruin it all. I got some good things. We'll go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon.
So
I was telling Kenny, I'm probably only a handful of people, but I'm actually excited about it.
Okay.
Because I want Georgia to come up here and put Michigan in their place. I want to see how tough Michigan thinks they are when they have to play Georgia and Alabama and LSU and all those tough teams. I just want to see them get crushed.
Well, I, John, listen, it's a two-way street as well. You know, those SEC teams never like to leave home. They never play in cold weather. You know, it would be interesting. I would love to see it. I'd be totally okay going that direction. But, John, the problem becomes you're doing it at the cost of everything in college football. The fun of college football, John, is there was variety. The NFL is homogenized. Everybody pretty much runs the same offense and same defense. College football, John, it was like the greatest of boxing matches week to week. Styles made fights. And that's dying.
I did want to talk about the Urban Meyer thing. Now,
yeah.
I know the NFL, they're not going to punish Harbaugh. Roger Goodell is not going to suspend him. But if the NCAA decided to fine him, would they enforce it in the NFL? Would they make him pay the fine? Like, whatever.
I don't think they have the ability to do so. John, I mean, understand something. The only reason Urban's got a leg to stand on is the NFL has said this. There's a quote from Goodell by Tom Pelissero years ago. The NFL will not be safe harbor for cheaters. Okay, well, go ahead. Like, do you think I care if Harbaugh gets suspended two games? It has no impact on my life. And it doesn't right any wrongs. And it doesn't hurt the program that empowered the cheating. It just, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to waste energy on it. I think it's weak for Urban to do so. Because where was Urban the last 2 years, damn well knowing what was going on, and he said nothing? Then just move it down the line, Herbs. Maybe you should pick UNLV Portland State. I don't know what to tell you. 248-539-9797. I still can't. He goes, I got a pick this weekend. As soon as he said UNLV, I go, oh my God. I feel like Cookies is here with us.
Yeah, that's one of those picks.
That
for
is.
Sure.
That's a Costa selection right there. All right. We'll get more to phone calls, ticket texts, put a wrap on it. I can give you a few picks. We got a football today to do. 4 o'clock hour. Who said it? You don't need to do nothing. We got you covered until 6 o'clock. 97.1. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we're going to knock out the calls. Kenny, are you okay? What happened? What's wrong? You look disheveled.
What are you messing with poor Jeremy for? The guy works hard. You're dropping that drop on him? Come on, dude.
What kills me is, how long has Jeremy worked here? He knows there's a distinct difference between the other shows and us. We like to have fun. So, still all these months later, we'll have a little fun during the update, and it is like a train derailment. He goes off the tracks, and the train car goes tumbling down a hill, killing everybody. He's still, David, he almost fell out of his chair. It wasn't even that bad. I'm sure we could pull the reaction to make it more uncomfortable. We'll play it during, what if we played Jeremy reacting to that during his next update?
We can make that happen.
Yeah, really had to twist Kenny's arm, huh? All right, let's go to the people. We'll get the ticket text. We're going to do a light hors d'oeuvre version of the picks coming up next. And yes, it's Travers weekend. And out of revenge for Rico not being here on an 80-degree and sunny Friday, yeah, I'm gonna see if we can find an upset special in the Travers. Kenny, I'm doing it for you, buddy. Let's go to Tim in Rochester, 97.1. Tim, what's going on, pal?
Mike, how are you guys?
Tim, doing great, pal. What's on your mind?
I mean, honestly, with my take, and it's not really even a take, it's just my feeling on things, but you kind of hit on it before the blitz, and it resonated with me.
Yeah.
To the point where I was telling Kenny, I was like, dude, like, honestly, college football compared to what it was for me 25 years ago, if there's a game on that I care to watch, if I get to watch it and find a way to, great. But otherwise, it's usually either background noise, and I just don't frankly care. And what the catalyst of that lack of caring now compared to then, I don't know, man. But, like, if we were talking Lions, I'd be, you know, way more into it. But sure. And then if I go through literally all major sports, I think I have the same feeling one way or the other, with the exception of the NFL. So, I don't know, man. It's, like I said, it's not really a take. It's just Tim, it is. 2025.
It is, though. And you're not wrong. And I think there are a lot of people out there probably nodding their head. I think you're not alone in that. Look, the NFL's a machine. And they're very upfront about what their product is. And it's what America wants. And these other sports continue to make the wrong moves. The seasons are entirely too long. The players get paid entirely too much money. I mean, like this Shea Gilgeous-Alexander thing is hilarious. $72 million a year? What?
Yeah, the money thing is, it's just like, okay, let's go to baseball. I pay for a cable package with my local whatever provider. I have to pay additional to watch the Tigers. Can I afford it? Sure. It's out of principle, and I just don't care to pay that much more out of pocket. Yeah. But it's just each and everywhere, that, and then on college football, it's just like the amount of BS storylines, which aren't really like, come on, pure college football. In today's world, Urban Meyer can go fly a kite. He's got chicks sitting on his laps where his wife and kids are at home. He's a hypocrite. So, like, what are we doing here, Michael?
Tim, the whole world's lost. I'm with you. And look, my thing is, you don't need to apologize for it. You don't need to think you're not weird. I think there are plenty of people. I mean, I've said this. Look, if you followed this show for any amount of time, college football used to be my favorite sport, even above the NFL. And look where I've arrived at today. Now, unlike most people in this industry, I actually take pride in what I do, and therefore, oh no, I watch even more today than I watched 20 years ago, because that's what I do for a living. And I better be able to bring it, or I shouldn't be here. But the actual passion behind it, oh no, 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 no. That's dead, because they've killed the sport. They changed the rules of engagement. That's why it's dying for people like us. Now, do I think gambling has helped college football as far as popularity? Sure, of course. I just read a stat the other day in the New York papers, and I think it was 50% of young men between the ages of like 18 and 34 have a gambling app on their phone. And yes, they're more likely to watch a game if they bet on it. Well, yeah, naturally, that's why sports betting is great for leagues. Now, the problem is, if your players start doing it, then you end up in a very dark place. But for the actual passion quotient, no, they're killing it. David, ticket text, and we'll move along. What do you got for me, buddy?
Someone's giving us an answer here. UNLV in Idaho State. No joke, available on the Mountain West Channel digital app. Something called Silver State Sports.
What the hell is Silver State Sports?
Haven't heard of it until
Listen,
he texted it
if
in.
If you've got to go to those lengths to watch a game, here's a hint. You shouldn't be watching it.
Yep, won't be seeing that game.
Now, hold on. Let's have some fun for a second. Idaho used to be the Vandals. Idaho State are the Bengals. True or false? Let's see if I'm on my game as we start college football here. With loser information.
Correct.
Yes. And Kenny has just flipped me off. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, very, very Bengals-like Cincinnati. It looks like Cincinnati a little bit.
Such a garbage program. They're not worried about the copyright. Yeah, it's a ballsy move. I like it. Go ahead.
I hate college football. It's turned into a joke. Okay.
They're very succinct.
Yeah. Someone else says, or BC says, Fox doesn't want that urban smoke. Those pregame shows are opinionless.
Well, and that's the problem I have. First of all, listen, it's great work if you can get it. You go on TV once a week. You say nothing. You have fake banter. You laugh a couple times and blank stare. I mean, it's truly remarkable that game day and Big Noon are even a thing. But it does speak to why they're looking for a Pat McAfee or a Dave Portnoy. Love them or hate them, at least they're going to say something. I mean, the rest of these guys, think fast. What's the last interesting or insightful thing Desmond Howard said? Or Charles Woodson said? Or Urban Meyer said? Or Matt Leinart said? Forget about Lee Corso. He's 1,000. I can't even ask him to say anything. What's the last thing Kirk Herbstreit said?
Nothing. He's afraid to give a pick of the game he's actually calling that night.
Is it bad I can't bring myself to even watch those pregames anymore? I can't do it.
I don't at all. So you're not crazy.
Let me take care of some business, okay? We'll do a few picks. We get a football today coming up. We got Who Said It. A lot left to do on a beautiful Friday. We'll get you to 6 o'clock. Okay, so normally at this time, and for basically the next, 25 weeks? Oh, God, Kenny's stressed out. This would be when we would do the picks. And while there is some college football, we're going to kind of do a test run. But since Rico's not here, I get to do slander-free a couple minutes on the real sporting event of this weekend. No, it's not Iowa State and Kansas State and Farmageddon in Dublin. It's not Hawaii and Stanton. No. It is the Summer Derby. It is the Grade 1 Travers at Saratoga for $1.25 million. Kenny going the classical distance of a mile and a quarter. And I want to just offer something, all right? First of all, for the slander, for the people who don't like horse racing, explain why it's on Fox Saturday. Not the Grizzly Bear Network like the NHL. No. Not ESPN the Ocho. This isn't log rolling. And it's not even on just FS1 or FS2, which are quality. No. It's on Big Fox, just like the NFL. So let's cut the slander. Now, here's the deal. Travers, I want to offer you something. Yes. And David, let me give you this. All right. So here's what I got to do. Nothing drives me crazier than when people go on TV and just hand you chalk. The Travers begins and ends with sovereignty. That's Rico's horse. And I'll leave all bias aside about who owns it and why I have issues with it. The point is, yes, sovereignty is the most likely winner. The horse is an absolute monster. He's done everything he's been asked to do. And he is going to try to do something that very few horses in history have ever done, which is win the Belmont, win the Jim Dandy, win the Travers. Very hard to do it. And honestly, he's beaten some very good horses, including a horse named Journalism. We've talked about it in a lot of other years, guys. Journalism would be your three-year-old champion. But unfortunately, he could face sovereignty 100 times, and I think he'd lose 100 times. It's like Affirmed and Alidar. You'd have to read about it, Kenny. Go ahead. So look, let me offer you one way out if we're going to try to beat sovereignty. Because if there is one thing sovereignty has not faced, it is a dead set, dead red speed horse. Somebody who not only wants the lead, but can get the lead and can carry the speed. Bit of a wild card in this race, and I'm going to need better than 2-1, but I take you to the one post, David, Magnitude. Now look, you got to build a story for Magnitude. He was a very nice horse at 2, but he really blossomed at the start of this year. And he dropped a bomb in the Risen Star, which is a Derby prep race. 43-1, he shredded the field. One problem. He chipped. So needed time off, couldn't further his Derby pursuit, couldn't be there to take on Sovereignty and Journalism and Baeza. He just came back in the Iowa Derby. And guess what? Any concerns about lot of horses aren't the same when they chip an ankle or chip a knee. Oh, no, he was the same. He was a freak show. Wire to wire, led it every step. Here's my point here. The biggest favorites, the best shot you have to beat them is in smaller fields. What's the Travers? It's not a 10-horse field, not an 8-horse field, 5 horses. It changes the race shape. It changes the strategy. Is Sovereignty good enough to overcome all of this? Yes, he's shown that. But he's never had to deal with a horse that actually wants to be on the lead and has shown the ability to truly carry that speed around 2 turns. Is Magnitude going further than he's ever gone? Yes. Training pattern looks right. Multiple 5-furlong blitzes. This horse is fast, David. And when you're on the rail, you don't get a choice. You have to go anyways. I can offer it to you. I can't take 2-1. And if you play multi-race wagers like I do, you're going to use Sovereignty. You have to. But I'm adding Magnitude. And if you want to just try to beat him, as a fan of the game, you want drama. You want challengers. You want the baton passed 3 or 4 times through the course of the year. You know, who's going to win the Eclipse Award? Who's going to be the best 3-year-old? And this is the time of year, Mr. David Hall, that the some 3-year-olds, they weren't ready when they were younger. Now they're blossoming, David. It's the NBA post-All-Star break of your rookie year.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Look, I think Magnitude's a live wire here. I'm going to use him in multi-race wagers. And look, I won't be surprised in the least if Sovereignty just does what he does. But this is something he hasn't had to deal with. And maybe this horse on this day is good enough. But you're going to need better than 2-1, and I think you'll get it. I think you'll drift a little bit on the board. So for our football people out there, just understand, you guys get all hopped up taking plus 150 on a dog. Guys, automatic horse goes off at 5-2, you're going to get almost plus 300 in the parimutuel. Kenny, have I sold you this pen?
Yes, Mike, you have sold me the pen. Also, we're due for a winner, by the way.
You had a little bit of a rough day yesterday.
Listen, we got a little banged up.
That's okay. Listen, mistakes were made. I got you covered. Magnitude in the Travers. Why? Because what kind of person would I be if I delivered my audience Sovereignty at 2-5? Yeah, I can't do that. I wouldn't sleep at night. Now, little college football, David. Let's get to business. Ah, yes. Nothing. And I mean nothing. Says college football like Iowa State, Kansas State in Dublin? Question mark? All right, here's all I'll say with this game. Jim Costa likes one of these teams. I like the other. I think these are 2 contenders in the Big 12. It's a shame that this is the game to kick the season off. You have no read on either one of these teams. Would I ever bet this game in real life? No, absolutely not. I like Iowa State. I like Rocco Becht. I'm not taking him here. But I don't like Avery Johnson, Kansas State's quarterback. He can run like a gazelle. He can't throw a forward pass. And I got to see it to believe it. K-State lost 3 of their top 4 receivers. The offensive line is bad. Their best returning starter on the O-line was like the 80th ranked center, according to PFF. For the sake of the picks, David, it's Kansas State laying 3. I'm going to take ISU because I hate K-State. What do you want to do?
No, that. I'm sorry. I like Avery Johnson. So
I'm biased by Avery.
I love him.
Listen, he's got great lettuce. Kenny, your selection.
That I have a wealth of knowledge about both Iowa State and Kansas State. I'm just going to do this to be different against you, Mike. I'm going to go K-State.
I don't know why you have angst against me, but fine enough.
The possum stew jokes all week maybe would be a start.
As a married man. I want to take you to 6:30 at night.
Oh,
Kansas.
Yes.
Kansas is breaking their new stadium open against Fresno State. Memories of David Carr and Derek Carr and Jake Haner. And Mikey Keen, Kansas is laying 13.5 to Fresno. What do you want to do, David?
I'm going Kansas here. They have to. I mean, come on now. They're opening up a new stadium. Let's go, Kansas. Looks beautiful, by the way.
Listen, when I'm jealous of Kansas's football stadium, you know Michigan State's in a bad way. Kenny, what's your selection here?
I also am going new stadium bump, new stadium push. I'm going to go Kansas.
EJ Werner, FTW, Give me Fresno with the 13.5. I need to see Kansas's offense with all the pieces they lost. Another team that got gutted in the wide receiver room. Jalen Daniels is a really nice player, but I'm not laying 2 touchdowns week one. You've been playing against tackling dummies, David. But then I want to take you to the pick of the week. This is one, I think this is a no-brainer. I think this is a setup of all setups. This is the Kenny Cott USDA Prime Possum Play of the Week. Hawaii laying 2 as they host Stanford. First of all, you got a team flying out from the mainland. That's a red flag. Second of all, Stanford fired Troy Taylor after spring ball, misconduct, chaos, the program's a disaster. And David, Hawaii has a ton of hype around this new quarterback of theirs. He's a favorite son, born in Honolulu by way of Bishop Gorman in Nevada, in Las Vegas, Micah Alejandro. They love this kid. Get ready for this. He's only 5'10", which means he's really probably 5'8". But he can sling it. And apparently Timmy Chang loves him. This kid knows the playbook inside and out. He's a sophomore. You ain't walking into the high school version of Aloha Stadium and walking out alive. Hawaii and the under. There you go.
Oh, no. You're going Stanford in this one. That's what I have to do. This game is too early. It's a 7:30 Eastern kick.
What'd you want, the midnight kick?
Hawaii's not used to that early kick. It has to be 11:30 Eastern time.
True. But the under, it's going to be a windy night on the island. And you've all watched Hawaii games. What's their deal with garbage blowing all over the field?
I don't know.
Take the under. This is not a game for kickers. Go ahead, Kenny. What do you got?
Yeah, to hell with your possum stew. I can't trust a miniature quarterback. Give me Stanford here.
Oh, my.
Whoa.
Over or under? The total is... The over-under's 50.5. I'm going under.
I'm going over. I want some fun.
Kenny! All right, you want to bet lunch on this?
No, absolutely.
Why not?
On week zero, bet lunch.
It's just a test run of the picks. That's all.
Not betting lunch.
Okay. Wanted to have some fun with you guys. Take it easy on the Travers. Yes, sovereignty's a monster. Go, Magnitude, go. All right, those are the picks. 97.1. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.